Democrat agenda stalls as Nancy Pelosi underestimates moderate Democrats. By Sean Moran on August 24, 2021. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's, DCA, hardline tactics and failure to strike a deal with moderate Democrats led to a stalled vote on the party's infrastructure agenda Monday evening. House moderate Democrats had moved to have an immediate vote on the so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill, otherwise known as the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. The moderate Democrats hoped to use the passage of the $1.2 trillion bill to reassure their voters ahead of the contentious 2022 midterm elections. Moderates hoped to secure a promise from Pelosi on the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act before voting to advance the $3.5 trillion budget. The House planned to vote on the rule that would allow for consideration of the budget resolution Monday. But the moderate Democrats' resistance led to Pelosi to delay the vote. Reps. Carolyn Bordeaux, DGA, Ed Case, DHI. Jim Costa, DCA, Henry Queller, DTX. Jared Golden, DME, Vicente Gonzalez, DTX. Josh Gottheimer, DNJ, Kurt Schrader. DOR, Philemon Vella, DFL. Have served as part of the group leading the resistance against Pelosi. Representative Stephanie Murphy, DFL, joined the group of moderates revolting against Pelosi. Politico wrote Tuesday that Pelosi can only afford to lose 3 votes to pass the rule on the budget resolution and that she largely underestimated moderate Democrats, emphasis added. Right now, there is no deal. And while it appears that some moderates are open to this possible accord, others want to hold the line for better terms. Heather and Sarah report that as many as 5 moderates are still opposed to the tentative détente, and Pelosi can lose only 3. One thing is for sure, House Democratic leaders grossly underestimated their centrists. As Roll Call's Lindsey McPherson tweeted Monday night, these talks could have happened earlier, but leadership clearly thought they'd get moderates to fold to their pressure campaign. But the moderates held firm and have a lot of leverage now. Who's laughing now? Gottheimer went from amateur hour to man of the hour. He was at the center of attention trying to strike a deal all night. And he planted a flag in the ground for the fights to come as Democrats haggle over the details of the reconciliation package, Politico noted. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.